The Gemara, in the course of the daf, said, Amar le Rabbanu le Rav Amnuna. The Rabbanu told Rav Huna, Kasev Rav Ami, Arba Meya Sifrei Torah. Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. Amar le Husa, he told him, no way. It's not possible he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. Dilma, maybe Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Kasa. Maybe what he wrote was Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. He wrote that 400 times. And if that's what he wrote 400 times, that's probably the rumor that you heard. But there's no way he actually wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam. He wrote Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe 400 times. Like, what would be the significance of that? So Tosfos says, Va'im Rabbeinu Tam, the Oisei Pasuk Kari Torah. That Pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe we find is referred to as Torah. K'da'am Abaper Gimel the Sukkah, like the Mishnah says in Masech the Sukkah, Kotten Ha'idei L'daber, a cotton that learns how to speak, Aviv Melamdei Torah. My Torah? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So Kot Ayudei L'daber of Melamdei Torah. What's the Taitch of Torah? It's Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So you see that Torah sometimes is Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So says Rabbeinu Tam, that's probably what he meant when he said Dilma Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Meaning, he said he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. He didn't say he wrote Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe 400 times. No, there has to be some explanation, some rationalization for why we'd refer to Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe as Torah. It's that Mishnah in Sukkah. Kot Ayudei L'daber Aviv Melamde Torah, my Torah, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Rabbi Bienenfeld told me a beautiful Ara. It's his Ara. He said that the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Shua Bar Abba, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Halakech Sefer Torah Men Ashok. If somebody buys a Sefer Torah from the Shuk, it's Kechoytif Mitzvah Men Ashok. Kosvoy, if you write a Sefer Torah, Malol Avakosav Kilo Kibla Me'ar Sinai. So if someone buys a Sefer Torah, it's not so good. But if somebody writes a Sefer Torah, it's Malol Avakosav Kilo Kibla Me'ar Sinai. Rav Sheshes said, Im Higia Afilu Ois Achas. If somebody buys a Sefer Torah that's not a kosher Sefer Torah, and you're Magia and Ois Achas, Malol Avakosav Kilo Kosvoy. It's as if you wrote it. State on that Gemara Amor de Gazach, that if you're Magia, Apostle of Sefer Torah, even an Ois Achas, it's Mala Olav Akosov Kilu Kosvay. We consider it as if you wrote it. So Rabbi Bienenfeld asked that Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. Nobody can figure out what it was. Maybe Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Rabbi Tam says a whole shtickle Torah. Why Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe might be a Sefer Torah. Say better. Say that maybe he was Magia, 400 Sifrei Torah. And if someone's Magia, even in Ois Achas, it's Mala Olav Akosov Kilu Kosvay. So this is the 400 Sifrei Torah that he wrote. Sarachir. Very nice, Sar. But there's one Dover Nifla on this shmooze that we've mentioned so many times over the years, the Imbeis Medrash B'lei Chiddush that we have to mention again, and that is the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is an Aruch Chaim, tshuva Kuf Tzadik Zayin, and this tshuva was written to the Heilige Yismach Moshe. So we know that there's a few tshuvas and tshuvas Chassam Sofer that relate to the Yismach Moshe. This is the one tshuva that was written directly to the Yismach Moshe. The other famous tshuva that comes to mind, the tshuva that we have several rabbis on, is Aruch Chaim, Simin Tez Vav and Simin Tez Zayin. Hatzad HaShava between the Chassam Sofer's tshuvas related to the Yismach Moshe is that they're quote-unquote Chassidish tshuvas. He talks about Zohar HaKudosh, he talks about Sheamus, he talks about Davri Nusach Sfarad versus Nusach Ashkenaz, V'advarim Atikin, Ve'in Kana Mokum Laharech. But in this tshuva, one of the things that the Chassam Sofer was talking to the Yismach Moshe about was Sheamus HaKudosh. And this is what the Chassam Sofer says. I want to talk about this for one more moment. This idea of Shemois, and the fact that a person can do things al yedei Shemois, these are pa'ulois amitios. This is real. This is not hocus pocus, said the Chassam Sofer. This is very, very legitimate. And you know I know that? Mimashe ro'isi be'enai. Because I saw with my own eyes, me'ish mo'yfez, mo'yri koyin tzedek zeich tzadek levrach. He's referring to Rav Nosson Ato. Umashe chazal osku b'seifi yitziru baragav. And you find chazal. They were osku b'seifi yitziru, and they were baragav. V'amru yishaya om Hashem, u'bala ba'arza. Yishaya novi yu shemes, achi teufel yu shemes, Moish Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri with a shame. Says the Chassam Sofer that with that hanocha, you can understand the following. That it's mevur in the Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, Amru Rav Ami Kosav Tov Sifrei Torah. And everyone was very surprised. How could you write 400 Sifrei Torah? V'om alohu, dilma Torah tziv alonu Moshe Kosav. Says the Chassam Sofer that this Gemara always bothered me. says, you know why? We know Moshe Rabbeinu, on the last day of his life, he wrote 12 Sifrei Torah, maybe 13 Sifrei Torah, but he wrote 12 Sifrei Torah on the last day of his life. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was able to write 12 Sifrei Torah on the last day of his life, so what's Arta Gemar that Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah during his lifetime? I mean, do the math. If Moshe Rabbeinu could do 12 in one day, Me'echa Teisa Rav Ami wouldn't be able to write 400 Sifrei Torah during a lifetime. Now he says, I know that Moshe Rabbeinu was different. He was Rav Guvrei Bezrizos, Abba Mikol Makon, Kivan Chu Beteva Hamitzius. So maybe Rav Ami, who's not on the Madrega, Moshe Rabbeinu, was able to write 400 Al Kopanim during his lifetime. Says the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you Pshat. This comes from the Shlach HaKadosh, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote the 12 Sifrei Torah on the last day of his life, he didn't write it physically. He wrote it b'hashpas kulmas. He used one of the Shemus, and it was mashpia, his kulmas, so to speak, to go ahead and write Sifrei Torah. The Shlach HaKadosh said to answer the Rosh's Kasha, because there's a whole shaila what day of the week Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. And there's a Messiah that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter on Shabbos. The problem is, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 12 Sifrei Torah on the last day of his life, which would mean that he wrote Sifrei Torah on Shabbos. Zok the Shlach, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't physically write it, he wrote it b'hashpas kumas, which ties in, by the way, to if someone does a Malacha Shabbos, Ayyadei, Oifin Skuli, it is considered Malacha Shabbos, not considered Malacha Shabbos, but the bottom line is, says the Chassam Sofer, that Moshe Rabbeinu Taka wrote 12 Sifrei Torah. But when he wrote the Sifrei Torah, he wrote it b'hashpas kumas, and that was pshat in this pella. Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. Can't be. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, wrote 12 Sifrei Torah in a day. Yeah, he did it b'hashpas kumas. For Rai was Shabbos. Oh, b'hashpas kumas is not a tzushtel. Says the Chassam Sofer of Amarti, I once said that maybe it's that's taka pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara says, they told the Olam that Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah during his lifetime. Amalahu. He said, maybe he wrote Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Vekame kumus in nishtabru. Pun intended. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? What does Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe have to do with Torah? Rabbi Tam said, because katana yedeh ledabru abu v'lam de Torah ma Torah, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Says the Chassam Sofer, it could be that the Rosh HaTevis of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is Tav Tzadik Lamed Mem, which is the same gematria as Kuf Samach Tav. Keses, which Kiyodua, says the Chassam Sofer, is one of the Shemois. And Kiyodua, says the Chassam Sofer, that's the Shem of Ksiva, right? What's a Keses? Right, that's a quill. That's something that the Sofer uses. So says the Chassam Sofer, that you want to know what the Gemara meant, Dilma Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, maybe it was b'hashpas kumas. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shlach HaKadosh said, wrote 12 Sifrei Torah b'hashpas kumas, maybe that's what Rav Ami did. What does that have to do with Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? Because Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is Tav Tzadik Lamed Mem, which is the exact gematria of Kuf Samuch Tav 560. And Faket, that's good for what he was trying to tell him. What he was trying to tell him was that maybe he wrote this b'hashpas kumas. So it's interesting. There's this inyan of Hashpas Kumas. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shlach HaKadosh said, wrote his 12 Sifrei Torah b'Hashpas Kumas. And the Chassam Sofer is being mechadish that it could be Rav Ami that wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. He wrote his 400 Sifrei Torah b'Hashpas Kumas. The Chidah, we know, was a Shadar. He was a Shlucha de Rabbanon. And he traveled around Europe and he wrote a very famous diary, in fact he wrote two diaries, about his trials and tribulations during the time that he was in Europe, and it was printed in a sefer. The sefer is called Magil Torah. Magil Torah was out of print for over 100 years, and then recently a few machones put it out, and today it's something you can very, very much find. But either way, Magil Torah is an autobiographical account. It's a diary, for lack of a better word, that was written by the Chidah. In Shnas Tov Kuf Lamed Ches, Chav Hei Nisan, the Chidah writes the following entry. He says, Sipra li a Rav Hersh mi Bolochov, Sheshoma mi pi Magidei Emes, Shagoyin Rav Heschel, referring to the Rebbe of Heschel, Bishnas Tov Ches, Tach of Tach V'tat Fame, right, in the year 1648, Holach leVienna. He went to Vienna. V'hoyesham of Bezin, Rav Sheftel, Bal Vavei Hamudim. And the of Bezin of Vienna at that time was Rav Sheftel, who was the author of the Sefer Vavei Hamudim, who was also the son of the Shlach HaKadosh. So the Rebbe of Heschel has this encounter with Rav Sheftel, who's the of Bezin of Vienna. He's the son of the Shlah. V'leihechshiv kol kach la Rav Heschel. And Rav Sheftel, when he met the Rebbe Rav Heschel, he didn't know who he was, and he didn't give him so much kavod. V'Rav Heschel shom imenu pirish dibaratoises. No, either way, he says, no, can I ask the Rav a question? He says, sure. He asked him shana na toisvis, and the Omer she ya'ayin v'yoshev. He said he has to be ma'ayin. He doesn't know the answer to this question. He's going to get back to him. V'ayin. And Reb Sheftel was ma'ayin. V'loy matzah yodam. And he couldn't come up with an answer. V'is anna. So he fasted. U'boch and he cried. V'is balin and he davened. Ach shababa chaloyin ovi v'agoyin bal shloh. Until the father of Sheftel, who was the shloh, came to his son in a dream. V'omale. And he told him pirish divrei ha'toisvis. He told him pshat and toisvis. V'tzivo. And he commanded him. Lizor b'chvoy der Rav Heschel. And then he said, I want you to know, this yid that came to you, that you were mechabed so well, be very careful. Nishmas Rabbeinu Tam, because the Rebbe Rav Heschel has the neshama of Rabbeinu Tam. The Achakach Sholach Harav Rav Sheftel Rav Heschel Sheyavu Beis Akneses Shloy. After when he woke up from this dream, so he called Rav Heschel to come to his Beis Akneses. Vosolay Kavod Gadol, gave him a lot of Kavod. Vaolamalay Pirush Divrei Atoisves, told him Pshat and Toisef. The Rebbe Rav Heschel is Rabbeinu Tam, so as Dach Enef in the Bali Toisves, right? But he told him Pshat and Toisves. The Nishba Rav Heschel Berabim Sheinze. And then the other Rebbe Rav Heschel swore, he says, the only way that Rav Sheftel was able to tell me this pshat, they must have revealed it to him from Shemayim, which was what happened. The Shlok, his father, had come to him in a dream. Either way, the Chidah is continuing to write. This is literally L'shoyne Azov Shal HaChidah. V'oit Siper. Karav Rav Heschel ha'yoloimet ba'alacha. Rav Heschel used to learn halacha. And one time he was learning, v'rod divrei marsha. He came across a marsha. So he's sitting and learning a marsha. V'kos, he got very angry at the marsha. He didn't like his pshat. V'zorega sefer la'aretz, and he took the sefer and he threw it on the ground. This is what the Rebbe Rav Heschel did. V'hoyim mitztayer, and he was in pain. Eich oimren al marsha gedula is ve'echta. So people say such amazing things about the marsha. I don't know. I don't understand it. The Nisnamid Sham Shabbat Bacher Echad, and as this happened, there was a Bacher that came. The Nichtasim Bidvarim, and he started talking to him and learning. Ad Sharab Amalei Divrei Amarsha, and in the conversation of learning, the Rebbe Rav Heschel tells this Bacher this Marsha that he just saw, and why he doesn't like the Pshat, and he got so angry. V'ano Isay Bacher, so the Bacher told him Efshesh Hakavanas Marsha Kachi. Maybe this Pshat in the Marsha. Then it's Baal Harav, and the Rebbe Rav Heschel, when he heard what the Bacher said, he realized that this Bacher was right, and he realized that what the Marsha said was emes. V'nishba, and after that he swore shaloi v'chaber sefer. The Rebbe Rav Heschel swore, I'm not going to write any svarim. Me'achash afilu hu, like kivim b'divim Marsha, v'zilzal boy, v'kachyasa l'chibura. And he understood that mida k'neged mida, if he's ever going to write a sefer, they're going to be mezalzal in his svarim. And that's why we don't have svarim from the Rebbe Rav Heschel, even though we know how great the Rebbe Rav Heschel was. But this is all urban legend. But at the end of the day, we don't have svarim. And the reason we don't have Svarim is based on this story. Because he was once mezalzel in the Marsha, and he felt mida k'neged mida, it was going to come back to him. Oit Siper, the Chidah continues to write, and here's the punchline. Sharav Shach, the Shach, Pshapsi Akoyim, the Shach. He was a Talmud of the Rebbe Rav Heschel. And he was Rotz Vov Shoyis Lefneyo Agolo Sharav Rav Heschel. He was Mishores and Mishamesh, the Rebbe Rav Heschel, in an incredible, incredible way. And he was mevatel himself to this yid, the Rebbe Rav Heschel. Oit Siper. And he continued. This is Rav Sheftel, the son of the Shlah, talking. Sha'ashach hoyu yodeya shem ha'koisev. That the Shach knew the shame that's able to write. V'huayim medaber. The Shach would talk. V'hakol miskoisev. And his kumis would write, me'elav by itself, umishum achi kosav kamisvar. And that's how the Shach was able to write. So the Chidah says, I met this Yid Rav Sheftel, and he's telling me mices about the Rebbe Rav Heschel, fascinating stories, right? We know the Chidah used to collect stories. And he's telling me these stories. Then he started telling me stories about the Rebbe Rav Heschel's Talmud, the Shach, who everybody knows. And he said that the Shach knew how to be mashpia the kumis. Like, Moshe Rabbeinu. And like, Rav Ami and Shuvas Chassam Soifer, he knew how to be Mashpia the Kumis, and that's why he was able to write so many svarim. And the Chidah said, "V'kol zeh shama migoinim kshayt imrei emes." He said he heard this from real sources. These are not bubba maises. He heard this from reliable sources. Ubahag, he says later, I was in Hague and shamati. I heard over there shashach hoyolei shem hametzio. He had access to another one of the shemes, and this shame that he had was the shem hametzio limtzoi tekef habikias. Whenever he had to find a marmakim, he was immediately able to find the Ma'ar Mokim. So, Torah Leva Shemayim, we know we basket like the Shach in all areas of Chosh Mishpat. And the Shach It wasn't Torah Mishamayim, but there was some assistance from Shamayim. He had the shame that was able to be Mashpia, the Kumis. He had the shame that was able to find him a Maramakim. So he's trying to find a Maramakim. So the Shach had an ability. He had a search engine before there were search engines. He had this shame, Hamitzia, that was able to find him anything that it was able to find. In the Mechon Hamar edition of the Magal Toiv, so there's Siyunim and Ha'aris on the bottom, and one of the Marmakoimis that they say is, take a look at Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sefer, Edus B'Yaakov, Chelik Beis, page Memches and page Memtes. So Baruch Hashem, I have Edus B'Yaakov, Chelik Beis, page Memches and page Memtes. So, Kamuvin, I took a look, and Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sefer over there is discussing a very interesting idea, and that is that you find that Kohanim have better memories than non-Kohanim. And he says, really, it comes from the Arizal, that the Arizal said that Kohanim yesh lahem schira. They have good memories. Mishum shahayu oichlam bekachim. And the reason is because they used to eat kachim. And he says, that's the oimik, that kachi kadashim was nechal zichrei kohuna. Zichrei kohuna literally means Kohanim that are males. But zichrei is also miloshin zikaroin. And al yedei the kachi kadashim that they ate, these Kohanim end up getting a good zikar. So either way, kedarki bakoidash, he's mafalful with different Kohanim that you find in the Gemara. Shmuel and Reb Zera, and how they had memories. It's mamish classic Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sefer, which takes this Arizal. He says, oh, because he was a Kohen, and that's why he remembered, and he was a Kohen, and that's why this. And he's very much mafalful as it relates to different Kohanim. But at the end, he says like this, Ve'echtoim ma'morizeh b'hargosha shehrigashti b'dibris kotshe shal argoin ha'chidaza. Listen to Bikias. He said, I've had this heritage from learning the Chida. Shepamim harbe kashamevi divrei rabbeinu agadol zalbal shach. That there are many times when he brings the Chida, Torah from the Shach, mishtamishu b'matbeya loshen kavua. He uses the following loshen, kol roz lay honestly. That the Shach wasn't just a baki, but kol roz lay honestly. Literally, there was no secret that evaded him. He knew everything. Uladugma says, I'm going to give you a few examples, okay? So if somebody asks you, where does the Chida about the Shach say, kol roz lay honestly? Here we go. B'sifre machzik bracha erechayim simen reish tzadik zayin oisei. Harogu b'divrei kodshe shal ha-Shach haker yakirenu the kol roz lay honestly. V'chol sifre de beirav neskorun lefana. In one of the drushes form of the Chida, this is in Drush Dalud, the Shabbos Shuva, Taflamet Aleph, Amet Aleph. Quote, says the Chida, Einecha Arroyes, that Rav Shach, Kol Rozloi Onesle, V'af Hu Hevri Divri Mariba. In one of the Chuvas from the Chida, this is Shalos Chuvas Toiv Ayin, Simin Vav, Dibir Amaschul Omnam. The Chida says as follows, HaRav Shach, the Charifa Sakina, the Kol Rozloi Onesle. He says it again, in his sefer Ya'ir Oysen, Mareches Hei Klal Hei, V'yesh Lahargish Al HaShach, the Chol Rozloi Onesle, V'uchayfis Kol Chadrei, and Marachas Aleph, he says, "Vashe Gozar Oymed Ishtamitzel L'Rav Shach Divrei Atoysves Amino Da Rav Shach Ein Shmita Noi Heges Poim Bisman Hazeh." As it relates to the Shach, there's no Shmita. He doesn't forget anything. There's no Ishtamitzel. Shmita is not Noi Bisman Hazeh. In Pirkei Yosef, in Yerudei, Simin Reish Ayin Vav Oyv Siutches, a Rav Shach the coolest Sifri the Bei Rav Keman the Monach Bekiste. So he says, "What's the Pshat? The Shach seems to have this incredible zikar." And he says, "Oh, because he was a Kohen and because." Of course he was a Kohen, and Kachim is Nechel Zichrekun. And by the way, he has a whole Arichas that even though Bezman said there's no Achilas Kachim, but this Inyan of through Achilas Kachim is laughed after when they ate Kachim, but this is part and parcel of Shevet Kahuna, that if you're a Kohen, that you're Zoicha to this particular Schos. But then at the end, and this is why the Mitzayin in this, at the end he says, Oy Ulai Tama Dover, says, could be the reason that the Chida was so nispal from the Bekiyas of the Shach, and every time he's handling the Shach and Amar Mokim, he gets this ragish, he gets passionate, he starts screaming, Kol Rosli, honestly, Shmit does not know you, Bezman Hazeh by the Shach. It could be, it's based on what the Chida writes in his Magal Toiv, and that is he met Reb Shefta, who was the son of the Shlach, and he told him that the Shach had, he said that the Shach had access to two of the Shemus. One of the Shemus that he had was the Shein of the Kulmus. That is, it was able to facilitate him to be able to write all these svarim. But he had another one of the shemes. That was the shame of the Metzia. And the shame of Metzia allowed him to have access to all the different mar mekaymes and all the different bekiyas that other people don't have. That means the Shach was not operating b'derech hateva. He was finding his mar mekaymes through bekiyas. So ordinarily, somebody's writing a sefer, it's a shtamitzeh. He has the mar makim. He doesn't have the makim. Kol rozloy, honestly, the Shach was kol rozloy, honestly, literally. And that's what the excitement of the Chidah is. He keeps on stressing this and he keeps on emphasizing this because as it relates to the Shach, it was called Rosley, honestly, in the literal sense. What was the literal sense? Because he had access to this Shach. Again, why are we talking about this? A little bit of a digression, but all the Gemaras and Ashutvin are digression. We're talking about this because the Gemara says that Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah and the Olam said, it's no way, you can't write 400 Sifrei Torah. So the Gemara says, maybe it was Rav Hamnuna who said it. Maybe what he wrote was Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. What does it have to do with 400 Sifrei Torah? That's 400 times. So Rabbeinu Tam said, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is what? It's because Katan Edei Ladaber of Malam De Torah. What's of Malam De Torah? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Oh, maybe that's why. But the Chassam Sofer in his Tshuva to the Yismach Moshe, in his Chassidus Tshuva to the Yismach Moshe, in Erechayim Simen Kuv Tzadik Zayin, he said that maybe the Oymek was that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 12 Sifrei Torah the last day of his life, and he did it on Shabbos, and the Shlach Kadosh said, based on what? Based on the fact that it hadn't been done by Ashpaz Kumas. Rav Ami also wrote about Ashpaz Kumas. Where do you see in Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Ashpaz Kumas? Because the Shem of Ashpaz Kumas Ki Yudua is Kuf Samach Sof. And the Rosh Tevis of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is Kuf Samach Sof. That's the Oymek Ashpaz Kumas, which tied us in to the Shach, whose Rebbe, the Rebbe of Heschel, was Nishmas Rabbeinu Tam. His encounter with Rav Sheftel, who was the son of the Shlod, all comes together. But the bottom line is, that's this Inyan of Ashpaz Kulmas, Umi Inyan Le Inyan, the Ashba of the shame of the Mitzi.